Thank you. We're joined as usual by renowned public radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hello, Scott.
Good morning, everyone.
Maureen Moakley is away this week. And as our special guest, we're joined by the finance chairman of the Rhode Island Senate, William Connolly, an East Providence Democrat. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me today.
The Senate Finance Committee this week started a series of six public hearings on the Paw Sox proposed stadium in Pawtucket. Chairman Connolly, as we know, there are some people who love this proposal, some people who hate it. Will it make a difference if the public opinion expressed during public hearings is significantly against the proposal?
Well, while public opinion is important, it really can't drive the process. It has to be the process has to be driven by the merits of the proposal. Is it good for the state of Rhode Island? Will there be a good return on investment? What does it mean to the future of our state? It's really not, you know, a wet finger to the wind process to test in which way the public opinion winds are blowing. It's really to thoroughly analyze the merits of the process, the structure of the financing, and what it will mean for the future of the state of Rhode Island.
Given what the chairman's saying, Scott, do these public hearings amount more to a public relations exercise than anything else?
Yes, it's part public relations. But then again, every political decision is part public relations. I mean, that's just the way that things are supposed to work. And what I'm interested in is, do you think there's room, Chairman, for this plan to still be tweaked?
Well, the whole goal of the hearings is to make it the best possible plan, the best possible plan we can have. In the time that I've been in the Senate, I've never seen a piece of legislation of this importance, of this magnitude, ever get introduced, go through the committee process, and come out the same way. So I'm hopeful that this is a very meaningful exercise that will result in real, genuine improvements to the legislation.
Chairman Connolly, I also want to give you an opportunity to respond to the point that I raised. You say this proposal will be judged by lawmakers on its merits. So some people might say these hearings, yes, they'll give an opportunity for the public to comment, but are they more of a public relations exercise than anything else?
No, when I say that we're going to judge it on its merits, it doesn't mean that we disregard public opinion, but it means that we take into account what the public's concerns are. This will be the most open, accessible, transparent process that we can conceive of. In addition to having our hearings all over the state of Rhode Island, we've established a special web portal. We invite and encourage as many members of the public from the four corners of the state of Rhode Island to participate in those hearings. But if any reason someone can't, then please submit your written comments to our web portal. We will, at the conclusion of these hearings, issue reports and findings to support those amendments to the legislation that we anticipate making where warranted, and also address important public comments that have merit, but for whatever reason we determined really weren't warranted. Public opinion is not going to be the litmus test, but public comment will be taken seriously.
Let's switch gears and talk about some negative economic news that has faced Rhode Island over the last week. Retailer Benny's is winding down its operations after almost 100 years in business, and drug maker Alexion is closing its operation in Smithfield. These two moves represent the loss of 650 Rhode Island jobs. Chairman Connolly, it seems like these two events have more to do with forces outside Rhode Island than anything specific to Rhode Island, but still, these people will be out of work and it represents a loss of tax revenue. How serious is this for the state?
Of course, it's serious, but I think you are correct that the fact is resulting in both of those closings, Benny's and Alexion, really are forces beyond the state of Rhode Island. I'm going to miss Benny's. I am really and truly going to miss Benny's. I was in there this weekend. I needed a new hand saw to some trimming. I needed a new sponge mop. I needed some WD-40. That's where you go in Rhode Island for those kinds of things. And Benny's also kind of represented a sense of community. You could go into Benny's, you could run into the high school baseball coach and basketball coach and find out what's going on. So besides sort of the economic impact, Benny's really does represent a sense of the changing sense of community we have, not just in Rhode Island, but everywhere. When you look at Alexion, I don't mean this pejoratively, but that's a global company that was in a mess. I mean, major wholesale overhaul of their management, their global management within the past 9 months through about three iterations in a very short period of time. Their own investigation showed that their marketing and sales strategies that the prior management were using were essentially unethical. They brought in brand new management, restructured completely, and it was based on those kinds of factors, nothing to do with the state of Rhode Island. Having said that, those job losses are very real. And I'm very glad to see that DLT is reaching out to all of those employees.
DLT, the State Department of Labor and Training.
Right. But, you know, this might be a real opportunity for, you know, addition by subtraction. When Alexion leaves, when Benny closes, it's really an opportunity for DLT, for the state of Rhode Island, through its other initiatives to continue to bring jobs in here. You know, Alexion's leaving, but for instance, you look at what we've added. You've had Johnson & Johnson. You've had, you know, GE, Virgin Pulse. In the middle of all of that, you've also got the Cambridge Innovative Center coming, and I think that's going to be the diamond in the rough for us.
Sure. And as you say, it is, with Benny's, it is part of Rhode Island's identity slipping away, and we're all saddened by that. Scott, your take on this economic news?
Look, I'm surprised Benny's lasted as long as it did, and I think you have to give the Bromberg family some real credit there because they were fighting with big box retailers that have national advertising and also online retailing, which is really beating up not just local stores like Benny's, but it's really doing a job even on some of the national chains like Macy's and the other apparel people. Alexion's a bigger problem. These are 21st century jobs. They're high-tech jobs. It's bad that we lost them. And look, the lure of Boston, as we see from GE, we need to work with companies moving to Boston, not think we're going to compete against Boston. They're a major league venue. They have major league high-tech job workforce there, and they are major league sports teams with a AAA franchise. It doesn't mean we can't get some spillover.
We're running a little short on time here, but Chairman Conley, before we let you go, we want to ask you about how a special legislative session is coming up next week. Public employee unions are calling for the legislature to override Governor Raimondo's veto of a so-called continuing contract bill. Cities and towns say this bill would be bad for local municipalities. Will you support the override?
Well, don't forget that that legislation that was passed is a House bill. So any effort to override that legislation has to begin in the House. As of right now, I've not heard any discussion that says the House is going to do that. So I think we need to wait and see what happens there.
What do you think of the merits or demerits of the proposal? Do you support it or oppose it?
Well, you know, there needs to be a balance when you take away the right to strike. And, you know, with our firefighters, with our police officers, we balance that with binding arbitration. So there does need to be a balance. Whether this is exactly the right balance is something that we'll need to look at.
We're out of time, so we need to leave it there. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
As always, great to be here.
And the chairman of the Rhode Island Senate Finance Committee, East Providence Democrat William Conley.
Thank you.